Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how's it going?
Good. What is happening in theatre?
So, got some cool shows on at Basement, as per, now
good
that everything's
basement.
Open. I know that everything's been open for quite a while, but I still
it's
get
still
a little
It's still a novelty.
Thing,
I like. Went to a theatre show for the first time in a long time on the weekend, and I was like, oh.
Ooh, which one did you go see?
I went and saw Sirens, which was a poetry show at Basement.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, there's a show that opens tomorrow, so Wednesday, at Basement, called Fake News.
Fake News.
And it's presented by the Actors Program, which is a really cool year-long acting course if you are an actor and want to hone in on your craft.
Cool.
So it's their big end-of-year show, and it looks super cool. It's sort of like a trip through the decades and looking at different stories that all have a connecting theme, and the theme is great change. So the decades and the stories that they explore is 1930s Berlin, and then there's a post-Trump nuclear Ooh. Disaster.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully there's
Timely.
A post-Trump, but...
maybe no nuclear
yeah,
disaster.
Yeah. And then also a romance... that's been cut short in the future of Aotearoa.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I think 3 decades. I'm not sure if there could be more, but those are the ones that were presented in the blurb.
Excellent.
And it looks really, really cool. I'm quite excited to go see it. And it's a fairly long season as well. It's more than the usual 4 nights that Basement has. It goes from tomorrow until the 14th of November.
Cool. That's a nice long run.
Yeah, a good week to go check it out. And the tickets, usual Basement price, $20 to $35. You'll find out where you fall.
Mint.
And then there's another play which looks amazing. It's not at Basement. It's actually at a new pop-up theatre on Karangahape Road called The Sarmore House. And this play is called Every Brilliant Thing. It first premiered at the... Oh, it had its world premiere at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival way back in 2014. And it's since been to different arts festivals. I think this year it was at the Te Taerawhiti Arts Fest in Gisborne.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so it's here in Auckland. It's presented by Silo Theatre. And it was described quite nicely as a warm hug of a play, which sounds really nice. And it's about depression and loss, but then also finding like the beautiful things in life.
That sounds quite lovely.
Yeah. So it's called Every Brilliant Thing. And this is a super long season. Super long. So Thursday night this week is the preview night.
Okay.
And then it opens officially on Friday. But it goes all the way until December 6th.
Oh, flash.
Yeah,
you can
go
anytime then.
Yeah, and it'll just be up on Karangahape Road.
So is it at the Sarmore House, in a space in the Sarmore House?
I think so.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a mean setup.
At the Sarmore House and then
somewhere
something
in
pop-up
there.
Theatre-y.
Cool.
So you'll find it. You'll find it. And tickets are around the $40 mark. Again, you'll check out the website and see how much you owe.
I also feel like that's a really cool thing to support, is like a pop-up theatre show, you know, making the most of a cool central space.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
That's great. Yeah.
One more show. It is unfortunately sold out, but it's just so cool that I kind of wanted to mention it anyway. This is How I Felt by Chris Parker. I know you guys had him up to the studio.
He is such a legend.
Oh God, he's funny. He like got me through lockdown.
I feel like he got
his
a lot
video.
Of people through lockdown watching him, you know, sort of manically felt little animals.
I know. Anyway, so his show, I think it either opens tonight or tomorrow, and it's on this week at Basement. So, I mean, maybe if you're really, really lucky, there'll be one ticket going, or you'll know someone that can't go. But I don't know, you know, dig around. You might find a little ticket somewhere.
Yeah,
but
don't get scalped, though. Don't get done by the scalpers. Ticket scalpers, never a good time.
Oh, ticket scalp...
Like, you know, sometimes people be like reselling on Facebook and you're like,
Oh, yeah.
But if you know the person and you can trust that person to buy that ticket, I think you're absolutely right, Zoe. If you can get in there somehow, go. It'll be hilarious.
Totally. But yeah, that's all for stage direction, really.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Zoe.
No worries.
Great recommendations as per. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
That was stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.